This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. We have 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. Another warm one on the way. Mostly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. High today in the low 90s. Chance of rain is 30%. Tonight, partly cloudy, still 30% chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, more of the same. High in the low 90s again. Showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Kind of your typical summertime forecast. The woman who left a service dog in a car in Carborough for about 2 hours, which resulted in the dog's death, has been charged with one count of misdemeanor animal cruelty. 42-year-old Deborah Cunningham of Carborough left Worthy in a vehicle in the middle of the day on June 10th. Cunningham is a program director for Eyes, Ears, Nose, and Paws, otherwise known as EENP, where Worthy was being trained to be a service dog. Cunningham was served a criminal summons on Monday. She will have to appear in court in Hillsborough on August 8th. It was Ladies' Day at the 11th Moral Monday in Raleigh, rallying for women's rights. 101 people were arrested, bringing the running total to more than 800. The protesters, normally focused on the Republican-led policies of the General Assembly, took a pause to remember Trayvon Martin. The 17-year-old was fatally shot by George Zimmerman, a Florida man who claimed self-defense and was acquitted on Saturday.
I find the ruling very frustrating. I feel like it encourages racial profiling. I'm also a teacher, and I think we need to teach our children to think critically and not make snap judgments, and that ruling really, to me, says it's okay to do that, and that's not a lesson I'm okay with teaching our young people.
That's UNC alum Rachel Debnam. She was there to rally for women's rights, but also felt a sense of sadness over Zimmerman's acquittal. Thousands wore pink as they gathered on the lawn of Halifax Mall. Many carried signs in protest of the state House of Representatives passing tighter abortion regulations in a less than transparent manner. NAACP state chapter president and civil disobedience leader Reverend William Barber explained that he planned to be absent from Monday's protest, but returned early from the NAACP National Convention after hearing the Zimmerman verdict. Barber was the only male speaker at Moral Monday, sharing the stage with speakers from North Carolina Women United, NARAL Pro-Choice of North Carolina, and NC Moms Rising.
The sisters are here, the sisters have been here, and the sisters are here to say, and I want to make sure everybody knows it's a pro-choice decision.
UNC alum and teacher Alan Carter attended Moral Monday to protest cuts made to education, but also championed the efforts of pro-choice activists.
The same people who come out against abortion are often also against stuff like sex education and providing coverage for contraception. At that point, I think it's pretty clear that you're against women making decisions and controlling their own reproductive health.
Anna Curry of the United Church of Chapel Hill said she wasn't happy with the abortion regulations that were pushed through the General Assembly so quickly by way of tacking the restrictions onto unrelated bills.
First of all, the process was terrible because none of us knew about it. But, you know, I was one of the ones that fought for women's rights. And I just say, get the government out of my body. That's my decision, my body, and it should be between me and my family and my doctor, and that's it.
Fellow United Church of Chapel Hill member Sharon Hansen held a pink sign which read, Women Remember in November.
Remember who to vote for and who not to vote for in November.
The Moral Monday protests are getting national attention as well. CNN sent a camera crew to this week's protest. The New York Times published an editorial last week on the state GOP's policies with the headline reading, The Decline of North Carolina. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory responded with a letter to the editor of the newspaper defending his right-leaning policies, saying, quote, this focus on pragmatic problem solving is now fueling North Carolina's comeback to prosperity as well. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
You know, getting older isn't easy. Chronic pain, balance issues, driving after dark. These are the challenges seniors face every day. At Home Instead Senior Care, we understand these battles and why they're so important to you. We're not babysitters or maids, nurses or taxi drivers. We are caregivers, dedicated to helping you maintain your independence. At Home Instead Senior Care, we know the battles you're facing. Call us at 919-933-3300 and find out why at Home Instead Senior Care, to us, it's personal.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be Vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility, what you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Hi, this is Freddie Kai, and you're listening to WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz, North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
Good morning. It is 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 at WCHL. With the deadline to file for municipal elections ending at the end of this week, one new candidate has filed for Hillsborough's Board of Commissioners, while two incumbent members of the Carborough Board of Aldermen have filed to run for their seats again. WCHL's Aaron Keck has the report. The latest on election coverage.
In Hillsborough, Kathleen Ferguson filed on Monday to run for one of the town's two available seats on the Board of Commissioners. Meanwhile, in Carborough, Randy Haven O'Donnell and Jacqueline Gist are both running for their seats on the board again as well. There are three seats available in Carborough. The other incumbent, Sammy Slade, has also filed for re-election. We heard from him on WCHL last week. Gist is the longest-serving member of the board. She says she's worked to promote local business in her last term, among other things, initiating the purchase of the now public parking lot on Greensboro Street.
Normally wouldn't consider a parking lot to be a huge accomplishment, but the minute that we opened it, it pretty much filled, and the downtown businesses were delighted.
Randy Haven O'Donnell, meanwhile, says she's worked on a number of issues during her time as an alderman, from working on better conditions for day laborers to economic development across the town.
There's a few overall overarching areas with county work that I've done in addition to here in the town of Carborough.
Jackie Gist says she's particularly excited to run for re-election now because she feels Carborough is on the cusp of an economic transition where the town's creative reputation will give way to more investment by businesses.
We're also now beginning to attract organizations that are based on having very creative, very involved employees and people who are excited about living in a community that meets their lifestyle needs.
But Gist also says it's not just about attracting business with local spirit.
Our challenge is to make that happen in a way that keeps Carborough what we all love about it, while at the same time growing so that we're bringing in organizations and employers who are not just storefronts, although the storefronts are important.
Randy Haven O'Donnell, meanwhile, says she wants to see Carborough's residential and commercial tax ratio balanced to preserve that same Carborough spirit.
One of the wonderful things about living in Carborough is the way Carborough feels, and everybody really likes the way she feels in the sense of place that we have here, and keeping that affordable is a great challenge.
She says she sees economic expansion in Carborough's future as well, and she says Carborough used to be a very service-oriented town, and that, too, could make a comeback in the community.
One of the things that we're looking to do now is fuse not only the arts and the entertainment and the innovation side of Carborough, but also relaunch the side of Carborough that provides services.
Meanwhile, in Hillsborough, Kathleen Ferguson is the former chair of the Orange County Economic Development Advisory Board. She started off her work in Hillsborough by working to form a community watch group in the town and joining the I-70 task force.
All along, it's just fueled my interest to continue contributing.
Ferguson says she believes Hillsborough has been going in the right direction over the past few years, but there are still some changes she wishes to see in town.
We don't have private sector jobs available here for many of us, and I'd like to see that change.
Ferguson says Hillsborough is in a fluctuating period. Developments are starting to come back to the town, but the state legislature is being unsupportive on budgetary issues.
There's not an unlimited supply of budget. How do we apply those resources smartly, and how do we collaborate so that we don't function as an island of one?
Ferguson, one of two individuals to file to run for Hillsborough Town Board on Monday. The other is Megan Layla Carmichael. That makes three candidates for two open seats on the Board of Commissioners in Hillsborough. The third candidate is Jen Weaver. Election day for all the positions is November 5th. The filing period for individuals interested in running for local elections runs through this Friday at noon. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour in WCHL, we'll give you an update on Camelot Village, the conditions there, and a general flooding update with the Small Business Administration and other state and county agencies conducting their review of flood damage in our area. Again, that story coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. It is 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full, the optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun, too. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Well, not much happening with traffic so far. The situation will certainly change a little later on in the morning. And as usual, Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He will be reporting on traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL. In the meantime, if you spot anything that's out of the ordinary, anything that will cause a major delay or any accident, certainly call us in the newsroom to report it, or you can tweet us at WCHL, that newsroom number, 919-967-8363. Right now, everything is moving along okay. Certainly a little bit later on, it may change. When it does, we'll have it for you right here on WCHL. Your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. All kinds of good things going on at the Carolina Inn. You can join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day with their exceptional daily features, menu specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. Okay, mostly sunshine today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. High today on the low 90s. Starting out 72 degrees this morning. Pretty much typical. Chance of rain is 30%. Tonight, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thundershowers in our evening forecast. Overnight low in the low 70s. Chance of rain still right at 30%. Same goes for tomorrow and tomorrow night. Tomorrow's high once again in the low 90s. So warm weather definitely will be with us for a while here. It's not going anywhere. 6:19, 19 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Time now for David Letterman and the top 10 list.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
Don't let soaring fuel prices cancel your family's summer road trip. Get the most out of each gallon with simple things like replacing your air filter, changing spark plugs, and using fuel injector cleaner. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and get farther down the road on each tank of gas. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Top 10 questions received by the National Weather Service. The Weather Bureau gets a lot of calls, a lot of questions this time of the year. Here are the top 10 questions that they get. Number 10, hot enough for you? That's number 10 right there. Number 9, what's yesterday's forecast? Number 8, how can I report an obscene-shaped cloud? Number 7, what's the weather like under the dome? Number six, when will the government tap into the strategic iced tea reserve? Number five, what's the temperature in Bloomington, Illinois? That's right. If you knew what the temperature was in Bloomington, then we wouldn't have to drive till Normal. And number four, will you sign my barometer? Number three, how much can I schwitz before I plot? And number two, will you talk chili to me? And the number one question received by the National Weather Service, can a person overhydrate? Can a person overhydrate?
David Letterman, top 10 list, WCHL. Okay.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight. Dave's guests will be Brian Williams, Pokey LaFarge, and Duck Diving Dog. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Good morning, and it's time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Family Medicine. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Former UNC standout Matt Harvey will become the third player in program history to start the Major League Baseball All-Star Game when he takes the mound for the National League tonight. Manager Bruce Bochy announced that yesterday. Harvey, who joins Walt Weiss, who did it in 1998, and Brian Roberts, who started in 2005, as Carolina All-Star starters, will oppose Detroit's Max Scherzer in the Midsummer Classic tonight at Citi Field. Harvey owns a 7-2 record with a 2.35 ERA and 130 innings of work for the Mets this season. He struck out 147 batters in 19 starts and currently leads the National League in strikeouts. Harvey told MLB.com, it's a huge honor. I appreciate it. It's obviously special here in New York. Fans have been great here all year. Hopefully, I can make them proud. Again, Matt Harvey starting in the mound, the former Carolina player, starting in the mound at the All-Star Game tonight. For the full story, you can visit our website at chapelboro.com. The accolades just keep coming in for many members of Carolina's football team. Yesterday, senior Tar Heel tackle James Hurst was named to the 44th annual Rotary Lombardi Award official watch list. The Rotary Club of Houston gives the Lombardi Award to the nation's best college lineman or linebacker each year. Helping to anchor the Tar Heel offensive line since the second week of his true freshman season, Hurst is loaded with recognition for his play already. A first-team All-ACC team member in 2012, Hurst is a preseason third-team All-America and first-team All-ACC selection by Phil Steele and is predicted as a second-team All-America team member by the Sporting News. Today, the watch list for the Biletnikoff Award, presented to the nation's most outstanding college receiver, will be announced. And Tar Heel swimmer Stephanie Peacock is once again making noise in the pool. Peacock snagged her second medal of the 2013 World University Games on Monday. This time she paired a little bit of silver with her gold, placing second in the 800-meter freestyle event after winning a gold medal in the 1500-meter freestyle on Saturday. It was an impressive feat for Peacock. She's the first Tar Heel to win multiple medals in an international swimming competition since 2009. Her last race is set to go today, 6:25 at WCHL.
That's the no problem, people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Charles Osgood. On the long list of rhyming proverbs like birds of a feather flock together and advice most heeded is least needed, one that stands out today is use it or lose it. There are signs to that effect in gyms and health clubs all over. And some new research supports the idea that it's just as true with holding on to your brain power. At the Alzheimer's Association's International Conference in Boston yesterday, they announced the results of a major study in France, which strongly suggests people who delay retirement have a measurably lower risk of developing dementia.
Working into a later age, which is a type of staying cognitively active, has a potential benefit to reduce risk of Alzheimer's disease.
More after this. When it comes to insurance, you've got all sorts of options. Consider this. Mutual insurance companies like Auto Owners are owned entirely by their policyholders. This means that the company's goal is to protect and serve you. It means that they are working to make you happy. Best part, you can get Auto Owners insurance through an independent agency in your local community. Find your local independent agent at AutoOwners.com. That's AutoOwners.com. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
There's an old saying, expect the unexpected. Wise words, like suddenly remembering you left your garage door open when you're halfway to work. With a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you can use your smartphone or computer to control your garage door from anywhere, anytime. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working, even if the power isn't. So be prepared for the unexpected. Learn more and find a dealer near you at liftmaster.com.
According to this major study done in France, for each additional year of work life, the risk of dementia is reduced by 3.2%. Researchers say working tends to keep people physically active, socially connected, and mentally challenged. All these things are important, says the Alzheimer's Association's Dr. Heather Snyder.
The message from this study is really more about staying mentally active, continuing to engage yourself in whatever that might be, whether it's working to an older age or whether it's participating in events or activities in your community or reading or taking a class.
How does this work? What's the mechanism?
We don't really understand what all of the mechanisms that might be at play, but it does seem that if you continue to use your brain, that there is a potential protective benefit.
In other words, use it or lose it applies. It's not only muscles that require exercise. Live and learn is a saying we've heard people say. And while we're alive, we should learn every day. So here's today's lesson. Remember it, please.
Things that promote lifelong learning are potentially beneficial for reducing risk of Alzheimer's disease.
The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
Literally thousands of rings on sale this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. Get unbelievable sale prices on all rings this weekend only. All wedding bands, all anniversary bands, all designer engagement ring mounting, three stone rings, special pricing across the board. Plus, ring designers are here from New York showcasing all the latest styles and all on sale. Don't miss the extra savings at Diamonds Direct's largest ever ring event. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood across from Fleming's.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
This is Ron Bogle with a message about underage drinking. It's a crime to provide alcohol to anyone under the age of 21. This includes parents and other adults. To do so could result in a record of conviction, court-imposed sentence, and mandatory driver's license revocation. And add in the threat of potential civil liability. It's not worth the risk. Be responsible. Don't provide alcohol to teens. Thank you, WCHL, for your concerns about healthy young people in our community. This is Ron Bogle.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL, and time for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And it's brought to you by the all-new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. A second patio adjacent to the amphitheater in East 54 Market Square features a 100-inch projection screen for the biggest sporting events, all at Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. It is going to be really warm today, 72 degrees already, mostly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 30% chance of rain. High temperature today in the low 90s, tonight partly cloudy, scattered showers and thundershowers in the evening, overnight low 72, still 30% chance of rain, 30% chance of rain tomorrow and tomorrow night as well, and high tomorrow in the low 90s, low tomorrow night 72, high on Thursday low 90s, on Friday we'll be in the low 90s. All week long it is going to be really, really warm, so we may as well go ahead and get used to it.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Borders erupts into violence in Los Angeles.
I declare this to be an unlawful assembly.
That announcement came after several hours of marching and multiple instances of someone in the crowd throwing fireworks at officers. Multiple storefronts were shattered late at night and several dumpster fires were burning.
Chris Filippi reports police arrested about a dozen people. Many others peacefully protested. over the not guilty verdict in the George Zimmerman trial. The neighborhood watchman acquitted of murdering black teenager Trayvon Martin.
He's never been taught to be a racist.
Zimmerman's dad on ABC, a member of the jury, tells CNN she doesn't think race was a factor.
I think George got in a little bit too deep, which he shouldn't have been there. But Trayvon decided that he wasn't going to let him scare him. And I think Trayvon got mad and attacked him.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. 72 degrees, 30% chance of rain, high today in the low 90s. Get ready for the heat. It was the 11th Moral Monday in Raleigh yesterday, rallying for women's rights, among other things. 101 people got arrested, bringing the running total to more than 800 now. The protesters, normally focused on the Republican-led policies of the General Assembly, took a pause yesterday to remember Trayvon Martin. The 17-year-old was fatally shot by George Zimmerman, a Florida man who claimed self-defense and was acquitted on Saturday. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there and has the story.
I find the ruling very frustrating. I feel like it encourages racial profiling. I'm also a teacher, and I think we need to teach our children to think critically and not make snap judgments, and that ruling really, to me, says it's okay to do that, and that's not a lesson I'm okay with teaching our young people.
That's UNC alum Rachel Debnam. She was there to rally for women's rights, but also felt a sense of sadness over Zimmerman's acquittal. Thousands wore pink as they gathered on the lawn of Halifax Mall. Many carried signs in protest of the state House of Representatives passing tighter abortion regulations in a less than transparent manner. NAACP state chapter president and civil disobedience leader Reverend William Barber explained that he planned to be absent from Monday's protest, but returned early from the NAACP National Convention after hearing the Zimmerman verdict. Barber was the only male speaker at Moral Monday, sharing the stage with speakers from North Carolina Women United, NARAL Pro-Choice of North Carolina, and NC Moms Rising.
The sisters are here, the sisters have been here, and the sisters are here to say, and I want to make sure everybody know it's a pro-choice decision.
UNC alum and teacher Alan Carter attended Moral Monday to protest cuts made to education, but also championed the efforts of pro-choice activists.
The same people who come out against abortion are often also against stuff like sex education and providing coverage for contraception. At that point, I think it's pretty clear that you're against women making decisions and controlling their own reproductive health.
Anna Curry of the United Church of Chapel Hill said she wasn't happy with the abortion regulations that were pushed through the General Assembly so quickly by way of tacking the restrictions onto unrelated bills.
First of all, the process was terrible because none of us knew about it. But, you know, I was one of the ones that fought for women's rights. And I just say, get the government out of my body. That's my decision, my body, and it should be between me and my family and my doctor, and that's it.
Fellow United Church of Chapel Hill member Sharon Hansen held a pink sign which read, Women Remember in November.
Remember who to vote for and who not to vote for in November.
The Moral Monday protests are getting national attention as well. CNN sent a camera crew to this week's protest. The New York Times published an editorial last week on the state GOP's policies, with the headline reading, The Decline of North Carolina. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory responded with a letter to the editor of the newspaper defending his right-leaning policies, saying, quote, this focus on pragmatic problem-solving is now fueling North Carolina's comeback to prosperity as well. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
With the Small Business Administration and other state and county agencies conducting their review of flood damage in our area, local officials are offering updates on the community after the flood. Emergency Management Coordinator for Orange County, Darshan Patel, says a majority of the flood damage appears to have affected Chapel Hill and Carborough, and the efforts of emergency workers are beginning to transition.
This is really now transitioned to a recovery effort where DSS, housing, a couple other county agencies,
agencies are really working to make sure short-term and long-term housing options are taken care of.
Chapel Hill Town Manager Roger Stansel says the flood damage to Town Hall will take about 4 months to fix.
We've got to totally start over again. Think about the space, and we need to move some of our technology to a different location and then redo the space.
In its review, the SBA pushed for a disaster declaration for Orange County. According to Patel, that declaration would allow residents and small business owners to receive low-interest loans to help rebuild.
The governor has since signed that declaration and sent it to the SBA for final approval. And as soon as we receive the final approval, we will get the SBA into our assistance center at University Mall to allow individuals to come in, consult with them, do applications, and everything they need to do to get the assistance they need from the SBA.
While Stansel says there's no estimate for how much the cleanup to the town will cost, he says there are a few ways that Chapel Hill can find enough money in its budget to pay for the cleanup.
One of the reasons the town has a fund balance is it's our savings account for natural disasters, and that's why we keep it at a healthy level so we can recover from such disasters.
Stansel says that Chapel Hill is keeping records of the damages in the event that it can get reimbursements from state or federal agencies. He says this also extends to the potential lack of money the town is getting since waiving fees for certain types of cleanup and construction on property.
Depending again on the level of declarations from the state and federal government, there may be some potential for getting those fee waivers reimbursed to the town.
An estimated 141 residents were displaced by the June 30th flood in Orange County, and municipal officials continue to monitor river levels as more rains and more storms are expected. Camelot Village faced serious water damage, destroying many residents' belongings and homes. Cleanup has been a very long process. Camelot Village manager Joel Duvall says the three restoration companies hired have had to do a large amount of work at Camelot Village.
The three restoration companies are making good progress in drying out the units. They had to actually cut out the sheetrock, remove all the carpeting and lower cabinets. They are checking the electrical that got underwater, so that's a lot of work.
Duvall says the town of Chapel Hill lent support to the cleanup effort as well.
The town, as of last Tuesday or Wednesday, is providing some extra dumpsters for us to fill with personal property that the residents left behind. And I am anticipating all that trash will be cleaned up in the next few days.
Duvall says the insurance company has not yet approved all of the construction, so estimates on costs for cleanup are not determined. He predicts that the floods did not impact the tax value of Camelot Village, but says he's unsure if the price at which these condos sell will change.
What they sell for, we'll see. We've had another bad flood in the year 2000, and the values did not change much.
Some residents with little water damage have already moved back into their homes. Duvall says about 50 residents who live in homes with a lower elevation may face months away from their homes before they can return to Camelot Village.
Some of them only had wet carpet in their living rooms, and they never had to leave. Some of them will be probably 2-3 months out.
If you'd like more information on the Camelot Village cleanup, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:40. 20 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Raleigh Mann has today's commentary, and it's about something that I have actually wondered about sometimes, too, over the years. Just doesn't make any sense, but Raleigh will detail all that coming up. Today's commentary on WCHL, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics. We'll get a little Tar Heel trivia for you.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
Hi, I'm David Fitch. My great-grandfather started Fitch Lumber and Hardware back in 1907. Since then, we provide thousands of contractors and homeowners with top-quality building products and exceptional service that's truly second to none. Everything you need to construct, renovate, and repair the home from the foundation to the roof, we can help you with. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro across from Carr Mill Mall. 105 years and counting. Here comes Fitch.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
This is Jay Kreller, realtor with Tony Hall & Associates. I'm a history teacher by degree and believe firmly that looking backward is a great tool in looking forward. Everyone wants realtors to predict the future as they launch into one of the biggest investments of their lives. We can't do that with absolute certainty, but we can employ all the tools at our disposal, including looking back at historical trends and acknowledge that while the past does not equal the future, it can often help us help you understand what it might bring. Experience matters. This is Jay Kreller with Tony Hall & Associates, where we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Good morning. It is 6:42, 18 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann.
Have you ever wondered what takes place in the brains of the people who design highway entrance ramps for the North Carolina Department of Transportation? I have. Here's an example. A Chapel Hill driver on State Road 86 wants to get on I-40 heading west. Has a choice of two turn lanes. Choose the left lane and you're in luck. The right lane quickly ends and the driver must merge to the left before entering the highway. That makes sense because the driver also will have to merge to the left to join the highway traffic. But at the 15501 entrance to I-40, the merge game is reversed. Choose the left lane and you're forced to merge to the right on the entrance ramp and then merge back to the left to join the highway traffic. That makes no sense. Both entrance ramps are shaped about the same, like a letter Y. Wide at the top, narrow at the bottom to form one lane. The DOT could paint the lane lines the same in all locations, logically requiring drivers always to merge toward the left, the same direction they would merge when entering the highway. But no. It must be that decision-makers at the North Carolina DOT don't actually drive on interstate highways. If they did, maybe they would understand that it's also a bad idea to aim intense work lights directly into the eyes of drivers, or to place several miles of orange cones along a road, forcing drivers to squeeze into one lane for no apparent reason, and to make drivers merge to the right just before they merge left to enter a highway. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There's another place where it's different, too. Two exits to South Point. Coming from South Point back on the I-40. There are two different places where you can merge there. There's Fayetteville Road, and then there's the Jordan Lake Road 751. They're opposite. One you merge left, one you merge right. It always confused me. I never can remember which is which. It is time now for Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Each of the last two Carolina basketball seasons have ended with losses to Kansas in the NCAA tournament. The consecutive postseason meetings with the Jayhawks mark just the fourth time in Carolina history in which the Tar Heels have played the same team in back-to-back seasons. Can you name the other three opponents the Heels have faced in consecutive NCAA tournaments? The answers come up after this. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Carolina and Kansas have matched up in consecutive NCAA tournaments, with the Jayhawks getting the better in both meetings. It was the fourth time the Heels have met a team in consecutive postseasons. So when else did it happen? The Tar Heels beat Davidson in 1968 and 69 as a part of three consecutive Final Fours early in Dean Smith's career. Carolina topped James Madison in 1982 and 1983. And the Tar Heels met Michigan in three consecutive NCAA tournaments in the mid to late 80s, beating the Wolverines in 1987 and 88 before falling to the Maize and Blue in 1989.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Jones Angel, WCHL. Good morning. It is 6:47, 13 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. I'm reminded of how close we're getting to football season. Tar Heels start play right at the end of August down in Columbia against South Carolina. Can't wait. We'll have complete coverage for you right here on WCHL.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays, but not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal, like zero down and just $199 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point, now with service on Sundays.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carver or check us out online at FitchLumber.com. Go Tar Heels.
All right, 6:48 at WCHL, 12 minutes until 7 o'clock, and time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, with a great chewy ice. Love to have one right now. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now, let's check in with Ram Northam. Always Natalie attired and ready to go for the day. Has been here for hours getting ready.
Natalie attired.
Yeah. Natalie attired.
I appreciate that one. Yeah. That's a good one.
Just very well, very well dressed.
Good word for a Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
And a happy good morning to you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And to you.
Thank you very much.
I was about to say, you've been here for hours getting ready.
I have that.
It's a busy, busy news day. Lots of news stories to cover, and gosh.
They say things die off in the summer in Chapel Hill. Well,
no.
Nope. Not so much.
No, really don't.
Yep.
I know that, you know, there's probably something happening in traffic out there. So what might it be?
Well, there are cars out on the roadways trying to get to work this morning or get home from work maybe even, finishing off that night shift. But they're all moving smoothly at this point. No traffic delays to let you know about. No accidents at this time. That certainly could change. If you see any accidents or delays that you feel we need to report, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
All right. Hey, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Very well done. And we'll talk to you again in just a little while here. All right. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather is presented by Southern Season. Visit Southern Season today and experience all things delicious in one amazing destination. Shop their world-class wine selection, expansive assortment of artisan candies, exquisite housewares, and famous gift baskets for every occasion imaginable at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. Southern Season, check it out today. All right, 73 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly sunshine today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s, chance of rain is 30%. Tonight, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thundershowers, and the low in the low 70s. Chance of rain is 30% tonight. Tomorrow, guess what? 30% chance of rain with a high in the low 90s. 30% chance of rain tomorrow night with a low in the low 70s. Weather forecast is kind of a broken record here. It's rather monotonous, rather hot. We have on Thursday also high in the low 90s, and on Friday we'll be in the 90s as well. So the cooler weather is not to be found anywhere soon. We'll have to wait it out for about a week. We got heat to deal with here. No question about that. It's rather warm out there. Time now for Celebrity Birthdays on WCHL. We're going to start with former Attorney General Dick Thornburgh, who's 81 years old today. Soul singer Denise LaSalle, 79. Another soul singer, William Bell. You don't miss your water till your well runs dry, 74 years old today. International Tennis Hall of Famer Margaret Court, 71 years old today. Actor-singer Reuben Blades, 65. Stuart Copeland of the Police, 61 years old today. Dancer Michael Flatley, 55. Actress Phoebe Cates is 50 today. Will Ferrell, the actor and comedian, 46. Actor Jonathan Adams turns 46 today as well. College and Pro Football Hall of Famer Barry Sanders, 45 years old today. Actress Rain Pryor, 44, Richard's daughter. Actor Corey Feldman turns 42 today. Actress Jemma Mays, 34. Actress Annalyn McCord, 26. And actor-singer James Maslow, 23 years old today. Got a local celebrity celebrating birthday today, and we're going to make sure she gets a $10 gift certificate from UPS stores on Portland Boulevard and also at Metamont. Virginia Taylor. Happy birthday, Virginia. Happy birthday, Virginia. Who has she was a long-time assistant for Bill Friday. And Virginia, we love you. Have a great birthday. Hope everything goes well today. Hope you celebrate big time, and we're going to get you that gift certificate from the UPS store. So you always take good care of their customers. Happy birthday, Virginia Taylor, from all of us at WCHL. All right. Hope it's a great one. On a lighter note, ladies and gentlemen, today is Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
This is Ron Stutz, and he's Freddie Kiger.
How you doing, folks? Hope everybody's doing well and enjoying the midsummer.
Playing my air guitar.
Yes.
Right here. Ready for the music.
Air drums.
Mm-hmm. Air harmonica.
Air harmonica, yes. Air Jordan.
Little blues harp.
Yeah. Okay, fresh. You ready for this?
Gotta have a hit. Fresh air.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Very
sorry.
Good. Yeah,
good song.
Yeah, it was. Wow, boy, I hadn't heard that in a while.
Yeah, I know. Neither have I.
Messenger?
It just pops into my mind. Yeah.
Quicksilver Messenger?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Stuff like that just pops in my head all the time.
Well, as soon as somebody says something, almost like any kind of lyric kind of thing, it jumps, you know.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Exactly. I'm going to have to play that song now that I've said it.
The Billboard's Top 100 chart wasn't to debut until November, but on July the 16th, 1955, no question, this song had parents worried and teenagers hopping. Name this number one tune that Ron's about to play that was number one for 8 weeks in the summer of 55.
This date in 1955.
Yes, sir. Number one for an eight-week stretch.
All right. Listen, everybody. Here we go. I don't know what it is either. Have I got it on the turntable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just figure it out together. All right. Here we go.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
I don't think anybody's going to have any problem figuring that one out.
Rock, we're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your flat right. So
well, you got the title already. Just tell me the artist. Who did it? This song, big in 1955. Call right now, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call, and you can be a winner this morning.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be Vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility, what you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know when a storm is brewing, it's too late to get insurance? North Carolina has seen its fair share of natural disasters. Well in advance of the next storm, review your insurance coverage to determine if it's still adequate. Many insurers in North Carolina will suspend the writing of new policies or not allow you to increase your coverage when a storm is approaching. Call High & Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
The Orange County Library is at your fingertips and just a click away from meeting your recreational, educational, and informational reading needs. Monitor your account online, reserve a meeting room, check out digital media and e-books. You can also like Orange County Library on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We love to see you at the library. We have three convenient locations, one in Hillsboro and two in Carrboro.
All right, phone's ringing off the hook this morning at WCHL, and I know you know why.
Well, my goodness.
Rocking
we
around the
like
clock.
We were like juking while you were doing that,
exactly,
man.
Exactly, man.
It was a great song.
You're ready to rock and roll today, going back to the early days.
Yeah, we're going to rock around the clock. Mm-hmm. We're going to, in the parentheses, rock around the clock by, of course,
Bill Haley and the Comets.
Bill Haley and his Comets. And the thing that was so incredible that year, the year already had number one tunes like Let Me Go Lover,
uh-huh,
Sincerely,
right,
Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom.
Yep.
But I'm not sure my parents or anybody was ready for the rockabilly Bill Haley and his Comets rock around the clock.
It was a little change of pace, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Boom. Yeah, I can see them probably going, oh, my God, what is this generation coming to?
I know, man. You know, but you
That's
know what?
Trash.
Rock and roll will never last.
No, never, no.
It's never going to last. It's a passing
Long
phase.
Long live rock. I need it every day. The Who!
Yeah, boy. People back then, even Bill Haley and his Comets and other, you know, pioneers like that, had no idea what was to come in the years ahead, in the decades ahead.
I'll tell you what, that may be the easiest question we've had in a while. And Charlie Ferris called in with the answer. He says his dad used to wake him up. Wake him up in the morning by playing this song and a lot of other early rock and roll tunes. He didn't appreciate it then, but he appreciates it now. Bill Haley and his Comets, Rock Around the Clock. Charlie Ferris over at Jersey Mike's gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers and also gets a Swap Trivia prize. Thank you very much for calling in this morning, Charlie. Now, your WCHL Chapel Hill Carrboro weather is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. An engagement ring? It can be yours. Go see Berkeley Grimble at Grimble's today, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. It is 72 degrees. It's going to be warm, muggy today. Mostly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in our forecast for the afternoon. High today in the low 90s. Chance of rain 30%. That will extend through tonight. Low tonight, 72. High tomorrow, back in the low 90s.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.com.